Ce dimanche, on y attend beaucoup les coureurs. Pour ce soir-là, il savait pas qu'il allait assister à un échange.
Lucien de la Liberté. Il développe dans les registres les plus variés une éloquence discrète et claire. Nul compositeur du XXe siècle n'a plus que Debussy. Par sa modernité et ses audaces, changer notre manière d'entendre et de penser la musique.
Mystérieuse entre la nature et l'imagination, il fut un maître de l'osmose panthéiste, des paysages sans homme, dont les personnages apparaissent comme des silhouettes sans visage. on trouve à profusion ces mots, ces parfums et ces images. Clarté, obscurité, mer, forêt, nuit, brume, ombre, vent, eau, soleil, lumière. Claude Debussy, musicien de la liberté. Thank you.
In that set, music of Claude Debussy, we heard Yolande Condonassis performing Sarabande and Reverie from her recording Debussy's Harp. Before that, an unusual treatment of Clair de Lune by Catherine Finch from her CD Crossing the Stone, with François Lumière voicing the reason why Debussy was so influential. Quote, "More than any other 20th century musician, Debussy, through his bold, modern approach, changed the way we hear and perceive music. He identified with the mysterious relationships between nature and the imagination, where we find a profusion of words, fragrances, images. Clarity, obscurity, sea, forest, night, mist and shadow, wind and water, sun, light. Claude Debussy, the musician of freedom.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Pacific Arts Trio with Dan Ryder, cello, Angela Coragelos, flute, and Natalie Cox on harp, performing Debussy's Trio Sonata. From her CD Music of Havanas, this is Yolanda Condonassis performing, along with David Leisner on guitar, the Alan Havanas Suite for Harp and Guitar, also known as Spirit of Trees.
Thank you.
Yolanda Condonassis on harp with David Leisner on guitar performing the Alan Hovhaness Spirit of Trees, Sonata for Harp and Guitar, Opus 374. Taken from Ms. Condonassis' recording, Music of Hovhaness. A playlist and podcasts of today's show can be had by visiting our website at krvs.org. You've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry. If you've been listening to KRVS for years and want future generations to experience the news, music, and special public radio programming you enjoy, then consider making KRVS a part of your retirement planning. For information about retirement planning or planned giving, contact your financial advisor or go online to krvs.org. And thank you.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.